call the Senate of the Associated Students to order on Wednesday, September 14th, 2016, at 5:33 p.m. in the Rita Levy Senate Chambers, third floor of the Tocqueville Student Union. Moving into agenda item 2, Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving into agenda item 3, roll call.
Speaker Teixeira.
Present.
Senator Berrigan.
Present.
Senator Blair.
Present.
Senator Bond.
Present.
Senator Bradley.
Present.
Senator Crooks.
Absent and excused.
Senator Krupe?
Present.
Senator Duval?
Present.
Senator Eschenbach?
Present.
Senator Fang?
Present.
Senator Green?
Present.
Senator Henderson?
Absent and excused.
Senator H. Jackson?
Present.
Senator T. Jackson?
Present.
Senator Jacoby?
Present.
Senator Jordan?
Present.
Senator Kohler?
Present.
Senator McAvalu?
Present.
Senator Smith?
Present.
Senator Yerkety?
Present.
All right, quorum is present.
All right, moving to agenda item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment this time?
Hi.
You can come on right here. Okay.
My name is Parker Linder, and I've been visiting the campuses, this campus this week. I'm with a group called the Campus Election Engagement Project, and I've been talking with Veronica Charles and James Beatty, and they both suggested that I come and just let you know what we're up to and share some information with you very briefly. My organization is a national organization that's about working with college campuses on voter engagement in three areas: registration, voter education, and then getting people out to the polls. And I'm very excited about all the work that I know now is going on here. And I also want to share that my organization has some funds to hire some fellows who would work with the people working here. We have some stipends, and we're soliciting applications for people who would actually do peer-to-peer on-the-ground electoral engagement activities. Depending on what fits with the culture here, so there's a lot of room for creativity. So we're open to getting ideas for enthusiastic people. We like to say, are you have a positive and friendly attitude, interested in voter and civic engagement and grassroots organizing, and looking to develop and enhance your leadership skills? Can be any major, any group. So I'm going to leave this flyer here with my contact information, and I just thank you for your interest. And if you know an enthusiastic person who'd be interested in fulfilling that role, please have them contact me, and it's also my role.
Can I get your organization?
I divided on the Campus Election Engagement Project.
Okay, and what would be the amount of hours required of the fellows?
We have 10 to 15 hours per week, and it ends right after the election with just a final report, so it only goes to December 2nd.
Are there any other questions? All right, thank you so much.
Thanks for your time. I'll leave this to you.
Is there any other public comment at this time? Director.
May I approach the board?
Yeah.
Thank you. And thank you. It's an excellent segue. Good evening, everyone. Okay, I'm going to give you a couple of percentages. I hope this works. 49.2%. And 54.7%. Anybody know what this number represents?
The number of students.
Anybody know what this number represents? Really don't. Come on, give it a try. I might have to get back to you, Dennis.
That's too funny.
Go ahead, Dennis. What does 49.2 represent?
The number of students 19 to 21 who are politically active on the campus.
It represents the number of 18 to 21-year-olds on our campus who actually voted during the 2012 presidential election. So 49.2% of 18 to 21-year-olds voted. Anybody know what 54.7% represents? That was the... Go ahead.
I was just going to say the registration.
actually voted. 54.7% represents the total campus population, right, that was registered to vote that voted during the 2012 presidential election. Looks like there's a lot of room for improvement, huh? What do you think would be a number that we might possibly hit a percentage point for the 2016 presidential election?
Maybe like 70%.
70%. For the 18 to 21 year olds?
Maybe it's a goal.
Yeah. How about for this number down here? Overall campus population? 65. Okay, I have to tell you guys, I actually was hoping for 60% here and the 65% related to the overall campus population, okay? Bear in mind what the student population was in 2012. We hit 21,000 almost this year, right? So we're talking about an exponential increase. Although these numbers may seem like we're not shooting for a big increase, we actually are when we look at the campus population. So I want you to keep these numbers in mind. You're going to be hearing a whole lot more from your Committee on Civic Engagement. This afternoon, I did contact the Nevada Secretary of State and actually submitted an application to be allowed to download. If the application is approved, registered voters in the state of Nevada have contacted our Office for Student Persistence, and the goal is, would we be able then to cross-tabulate, right, registered voters with those students enrolled at the university? What does that do? It allows us to target more specifically, perhaps students who are not registered to vote. I want you guys thinking big picture. We need to be thinking about bigger picture approaches, right, to getting our students registered to vote. I've got all the data that says whether they're registered as Democrats, Libertarians. I'll be honest with you, don't really care. What I want is our students registered to vote. Eventually, in my dream world, every student that walks across the graduation stage is registered to vote, 100%. So keep that in mind. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any further public comment? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 7. Okay, Director of Diversity and Inclusion, Gabriel Rojas.
Sweet. So pretty much from our report, still working on finalizing everything. Well, everything is finalized. The dates are finalized for Ally Week. I've been super busy lately, and I haven't sent that out to you guys. Let's see. BLF went great for the volunteers that showed up and had originally signed up. Thank you very much. It definitely did help. Thank you for making my life a little bit stressful that day. A little bit less stressful. Let's see. When I put up the link on the Facebook page sometime this weekend or early next week, I'm definitely going to need your guys' help for Ally Week, because a lot of the events that I'm planning, I can't really attend. So I'm definitely going to need some leadership there and you guys to take charge and sort of, you know, make it an ASUN event, because it's not just my event. It's an ASUN event, and that's what needs to show. And we need to show that in numbers as well.
Are there any questions for Director Rojas? Senator Bond.
When is Ally Week?
It is the last week of September. It actually starts on the actual week starts on the 26th, but Pride at the End is going to be on the 25th, because that's on a Sunday.
Are there any further questions for Director Rojas? All right, thank you so much. Yes. Moving to agenda item 7. Sorry. M. Chief Justice Samuel Bruchetta.
Evening, Senators. How are you?
Great.
Good to hear, as always. All right. It's just a little update for you. Last week, I had a meeting with Board of Regents Chairman Trachok. We just kind of talked about the Judicial Council and possibly setting up a time term to come in and talk to students about what it means to become interested in the legal field and stuff like that. So we'll be setting up a meeting with my department, but of course I'll be extending that invitation out to you guys if you are interested in that kind of stuff. We've been continually working with student conduct. We've had the opportunity to actually have them come up into the ASUN office. And we're going to be setting up a time for them. And we've had cleared and everything, so they'll be up there soon enough. So if you see the Office of Student Conduct up there, make sure to say hi and let students know that they are up here and they're a great resource. Other than that, we're also working on a student-led mediation program here at the university. This will be groundbreaking. It'll be a great opportunity for things that do not need to go in front of the Student Conduct Board to have another alternative route. So, you know, if students are buying over their toothpaste, you know, we can help with that. We want to make sure that there's a place for them to sit down and talk about these things, because our goal at the Judicial Council right now is really ensure that students that are coming to the university have the opportunity to get their education and really experience it. Other than that, we are working with our internship program. We're going to be going through the interns. I know I'm still the Chief of Staff of Tampa's Thunder there. And other than that, this Office of Student Conduct is looking for Student Conduct Board members. It's a pretty easy gig, and it's a great way to also serve your university in a different capacity. If you are interested in that, feel free to email me or see me after the meeting.
Are there any questions? All right, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
All right, moving to Agenda Item 7A, President of the Associated Students, Brandon Boone.
Hello, everyone. Kind of got a lot tonight, but exec meetings will be at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays after Senate and will be bi-weekly starting September 21st. This weekend, Saturday, I will be headlining a walk for SOS Washoe as part of the Students Helping Students Week. It would be great to see some of you guys out there. Like I said on the Facebook post, passing the resolution was the easy part, but actually doing something about it, it is part of your job also. So please show up. It's 9 a.m. at the Starbucks here in the Joe. State of the University address will be taking place next Tuesday, September 25th at 4 p.m. in the ballrooms. Please RSVP with Katie Suga by Friday. The email is ksuga@unr.edu. Along those lines, yeah, my entire exec board will be there, so it would be great to have some senators there as well. So if you can have a big showing. Might even be cool if we all show up in our polos as well and sit together. The Great Truckee River Cleanup is something that Amy has been working on. It is taking place Saturday, September 24th, and they are currently lacking on volunteers. So I feel it is our job as ASUN officers to fill those spots. So please, if you have that day available, sign up on GivePulse if you're interested. This week I met with Samantha Phillips, the university victim advocate for cases related to sexual assault, stalking, and a bunch of other things to inform her on what ASUN does and inform her of the services we offer that could actually help her victims that she works with, like PAC provisions, campus escort, and legal services. And she now plans to refer any of her victims to us if they need any of those services. Real quick, I cannot put into words how proud I am of Director Hurdle and this year's programming board, as well as Vice President Springmeyer and everyone else who put any time into Biggest Little Festival. These people dedicated themselves wholeheartedly to the project, and I could not be happier with the turnout. I kept up with the ASUN Twitter the entire night of the festival, and cannot tell you how many students tweeted about how proud they are to be a Nevada student because of that event. So thank you, guys. The bill to increase funding for the PAC internship grant program has been written, and you should be seeing it on next week's agenda. Elizabeth Lown will be here next week to present to you about the entire program and to tell you why this funding is necessary. So please read the bill beforehand and come prepared with questions, because she can answer them for you a lot better than I can or Vice President Springmeyer, because she works with it very closely. On Monday, I met with Linda Clift and a few members of the committee to pursue getting the wolf statues put up in front of local businesses that are loaned by alumni and avid Wolfpack supporters. The idea is in the very foundation stage right now, but they have found someone who's willing to sculpt the form of the wolf that they want to use to make reproductions of. And it's actually the woman who designed the lions in front of the MGM in Las Vegas, so she's kind of the real deal. We also discussed the possibility of all proceeds of the wool of these statues, so the businesses would actually be paying to get these wolves, and the proceeds from that, we discussed possibly going to the PAC internship grant program to fund more internships. As far as Campus of the City goes, we're still waiting approval from the mayor on the welcome letter that Director Lawton wrote. And I followed up with Councilwoman Dewar this morning to see what it would take to get the buses, or at least one bus that drives up and down Virginia Street, wrapped in University of Nevada decorations and stuff like that. It would be a permanent thing, just kind of like the Renown bus, the big pink bus. It would be like that for the University of Nevada. Also want to let you know that I was informed earlier today that I'll be sitting on the advisory committee for the search of the new chancellor for the Nevada System of Higher Education. So if you guys have any input on that, please let me know, as there's multiple people that sit on that advisory committee. The chair of the Regents actually sent out a memo about it today. They changed the advisory committee. But lastly, I was approached by Audrey Casey, who requested that I appoint three ASUN officers to sit on the Student Fee Review Committee. I have chosen to appoint myself, Director Charles, and Senator Fang to sit on that committee. So we will be reviewing proposals for new student fees in the coming months, and we should have a report to you guys on that in early October. That's all I've got for that. I also have Director Charles' report.
Do you have Director Hurdle's report as well?
I do not. I never got that one. Unless she sent it to me recently. No, it doesn't look like it. So, department update. Hello, Senators. This week, the Department of Legislative Affairs has been working to organize more voter outreach days. The first of these dates is this Friday, September 16th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Democracy Plaza, where we will be observing Constitution Day. We'll be passing out pocket constitutions and American flags, as well as using chalkboards to engage students in some constitutional amendment discussion. The department has paired with Senate to create a presentation that will be played on a loop in the Joe, commemorating the history of the Constitution as well. Please feel free to stop by and spread the word. Dunk the Delegates is coming together with the dunk tanks reserved and Quizlet questions coming for our dunkies. We need officer volunteers to be dunked. Max will be posting about this in our Facebook group. That's all I've got.
Are there any questions for President Boone?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving to agenda item 7B, Vice President of the Associated Students, Richard Schumer.
What's up, everybody? How are you guys doing? It's the third time or fourth time you guys have been asked that tonight. I just want to thank everybody who came out and volunteered this weekend for BLF, some of the senators, Jordan specifically. Really appreciate all the work that you guys did. I'm sure if Casey was here, if Director Hurdle was here, she'd say the same thing. It was a great event. Seeing it from start to finish, it was just amazing to see the entire association come together as a whole and put it on. So thanks for everybody for helping out. Yesterday, I attended the Board of Trustees meeting at the Innovation Center and heard about some of the different progress for the university's endowment fund, along with a list of other projects. So it was great to hear that. President Johnson gave a little bit of an update on the state of the university, kind of a sneak peek of next week. So be sure to head out there next Tuesday if you guys have the opportunity to. Some of us have class, but if you can make it, be sure to. And then President Boone and I will be taking a check to City Hall in the coming weeks to donate the proceeds from the BLF merchandise to the Reno Works Project down there. So basically helps take homeless people off the street and get them back in the working shape. This morning I attended the AAUN meeting with Director Bezic for the Athletic Association, where we heard about their fundraising efforts to bring new projects. And also got current updates on the renovation of Mackey and their plans to renovate Lombardi once this new fitness center is completed. Also, this afternoon, I visited the Ronald McDonald House with Elizabeth Blount from the Career Studio, taking a site visit for a potential PAC internship that they're going to be adding through the PAC internship grant program. Ironically, we found out today that 98% of their funds are self-raised. Did not know that McDonald's didn't donate that much money to them, sadly. And then also, I'm meeting with Blythe, Amy, and Director Olivia Moore of Inkblot this Friday to get a head start on our marketing campaign for the new fitness center and increasing campus health. So those are my projects. Do you guys have any questions?
Are there any questions for Mr. Schumer? All right, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Moving to agenda item 7C, Chief of Staff, Sebastian McKenzie.
Hello, everyone. Did you all receive my email today? I was having trouble with the listserv, so I was making sure you all got it. Cool. So we had 34 applicants for the internship programs after grade checks and everything. For the for your guys' department, there was about 12 people who applied for the legislative internship program. So really, I want to see what you guys can do to really make those numbers bigger, and I'm really putting on a lot of the departments to try to up the numbers in theirs. Exec, we had 10, so that's pretty nice. I'm excited. But 12, yeah, we could really get those numbers up. I know Speaker Tech Sarah is going to talk to you more about some tabling for Dog Fest and other events coming up. I've also looked at the schedule for the Joe, and there is a ton of opportunity for us to table next week. There's a lot of open spots if that's something that we want to move on forward with. I also have been in contact with Thomas E. White, the Executive Director for Marketing and Communications, regarding the flags that we're trying to get downtown on campus. I'd like to keep a consistency with the type of flags that we get, and since he is in charge of all the marketing, I've really asked him where we can purchase these flags so we can keep moving on with that Campus to the City initiative. Other than that, if you would like a Base Little Festival volunteer shirt and you did not get one, there are a ton of these in the offices right now, and then we can figure out some other ways to get these out to students, because I'm sure they would love some more free swag items. But that's really all I have for this week. If you guys have any questions for me.
Are there any questions for Chief Staff Augenta? All right, thank you so much.
Awesome, thank you.
Moving into agenda item 7D, Deputy Chief of Staff Michael.
Hello, everyone. I won't ask how you are. So to start off with the SNIT, I wanted to let you guys know that I met with John Sageville. He is the Assistant Director of Environmental Programs on this campus. He had met with Rachel Lucas a lot to discuss her project and what her plans were for it. So I sat down with him and kind of talked about the logistics of it, what exactly it's going to be, and how we're going to go about it. He kind of threw out the number of around $3,000 for her project as a total budget, maybe even $4,000, we'll see. So what we're going to do is we're going to sit down with her, Rachel Lucas, and hopefully Sandy in the next coming weeks to just discuss official budget so we can solidify that and then move forward with reopening SNIP to the student body and hopefully getting some other projects going on that. So that's exciting. So I met with the campus bicycling committee as well this week. With that, we got our bicycle maps printed. So I brought one to show you guys what it looks like. Basically, it has all the different bike routes on campus. You can look at them. It has dismount zones where you should get off your bike and walk it for all students that want to ride their bikes. We have the ASUN logo here since we sponsored it. And then on the back, as you can see, it has like a bunch of different things, cycling facts. And then it shows the self-repair station that the Joe had sponsored. It's right out front of the Joe, actually, and a lot of students don't know about that. So it's exciting that they put that on here. So go ahead and just take a look at this. Pass that along. And then on the committee, we have a student that sits on that. She had kind of mentioned interest in possibly applying for the SNIP and doing something bicycle-related, which I think is really cool. So that's something that we can hopefully be looking forward to in the future. And then with PAC Friendly Business Campaign, I met with Raul Rodriguez today, and we set up a system to where once we get a new one, we can get it right onto the website. It's a lot faster and more efficient. That way, once you know we get a company solidified, we can put them on the website easier. And then we are going to be pushing into the Tahoe area now. So I discussed with Katie over the phone. We talked about Sierra at Tahoe, and they have a couple different options that they want to offer us. So I'm going to sit down with President Boone and discuss those with her, and we can kind of choose one that we like the most. So that's really exciting, I think. And then also, so I spoke with Megan Burke. She is the VP of Operations at the Gateway Magazine, which is like a Reno Tahoe magazine. She has a lot of connections to Tahoe restaurants in the area in Southlake. So she's going to give me all that contact information so we can start getting our stickers in restaurants up there. And then Director Charles has a lot of connections with the Tahoe Food Group, and she's giving me all that contact information so we can also get stickers into those restaurants. So the push has finally been made, and it's pretty exciting. Any questions?
Are there any questions? Speaker Coach Jackson.
I was just wondering, concerning the PAC Friendly Business Campaign, if you've reached out to the Chamber of Commerce?
I have not, but I can do that.
I can connect you.
Awesome. Can you send me that contact info?
Yes.
This week?
Yes.
The Chamber of Commerce would be huge. President Boone?
I was just going to say, I spoke to the CEO of the Chamber about a month ago. Still waiting on a response. But it'd be beneficial for having a chief captain to talk to him.
I actually have a contact as well. He does like a garbage company, so I can give you his. He's like on the board somehow.
Okay. Awesome. Good guess at that.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving to agenda item 7H, Director of Blue Crew, Kevin Bezek.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me. This Saturday is a big game for the 50th anniversary of Mackin Stadium. That's pretty awesome. You know, we had the renovation this year, so it's kind of cool to be able to celebrate such a great anniversary at a game playing Buffalo, 6 p.m. Hope you're all there. This week, what Blue Crew's going to try to do is, since the 50th anniversary, golden anniversary, we're going to try to make the entire student section gold. So we have 2,000 gold shirts that we're going to give out a couple of them towards the end of this week, just kind of preview, but then we're going to have the rest of them just right from the student section. So as soon as students come in, they can just grab one, go up, put it on. So hopefully, you know, there's not going to be those few people that kind of want to wear gold and, you know, kind of ruin it. But we're hoping to get the entire thing gold. If any of you guys are available, it'd be awesome if we get a picture with some of the senators, like, beforehand, kind of promote it on Twitter. So if you are and you'd like to do that, let me know, email me once we get the shirts and we can get a picture with all you guys in front of Mackey or something like that. Other than that, I think that's about it. Is there any questions?
Are there any questions for Director Bezek? Senator Bergen?
What can we do besides promoting on social media in the meantime to help promote this, gold for Mackey?
If you see anyone, talk to anyone, they're talking about the game, make sure you're like, oh, did you hear it's supposed to be gold? You know, make sure you pick up your gold shirt. Social media, I'd say, is probably the best. If you can share all the posts we make your own posts. You know, I'm excited for the game. Can't wait to, you know, support 50 years of Mackey with the gold shirts. Really, I think social media is probably going to be the easiest way, but any way you can think of marketing would be perfect. It would be awesome.
Senator Green?
I just wanted to recommend that you reach out to Kim and ask her to start us. She's the chair coach, and nobody else runs a social media campaign unless she can.
Okay. That's great. Thank you. Appreciate
it. Are there any other questions for Director Bezek? All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Great one.
Moving into agenda item 7I, Director of Clubs and Organizations, Richard Long.
Hey, everyone. So this week, well, at least the beginning of this week, is pretty tame. We had a meeting earlier today to discuss some early funding applications. Hopefully some of you know that this week, coming up both Friday and Saturday, is the Fall 1 funding period and funding hearing. We saw roughly 140 applications totaling $78,000, over $78,000, which means that we're going to be in this room for a very long time on both Friday and Saturday. So if any of you want to see a funding hearing or a portion of a funding hearing and haven't seen it before, want to, you know, kind of get to know a little bit more of the intricacies of clubs and organizations, you can find us here from 5:30 until 10:45 on Friday and 8 until 5:45 on Saturday. So we'll be here doing a lot of applications, and that'll be good. We'll see a bunch of clubs funded for a big chunk of the fall semester. Leading into this Sunday is the iLead conference that we've been planning. Commissioner Wang specifically has been planning this event for several months now, has been putting a lot of time and effort into it. So I'd love to see a few of your faces out there at the event. You can sign up on GivePulse if you're interested in coming. It should just be iLead on there. And we're just continuing with all the same projects as I reported last week. And the only other update from those is that the first Club Sports Council meeting is this Friday, and that'll be happening once a month.
So. Awesome. Are there any questions for Director Long? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Moving into agenda item 7N, Speaker Pro Tem Hannah Jackson.
So Chief of Staff Atien's already talked about this, but I'm so excited to have these in my hand. We're going to be starting interviews next week. And another thing that we decided this week is that our legislative intern meetings, instead of being on Thursday nights, they're just going to be Wednesdays after Senate, which I think will be great for all parties involved. We'll incentivize the interns to stay for or come early for our Senate meetings, and then won't be as much of a burden for you guys to just stay a little bit after for them. So I'm very excited for that. Again, and I want to put it out there that I'm still very open to any input or suggestions that you guys have for the program, so please reach out to me. Progress on the town hall, it's finally coming up. We're having a meeting this Friday and a final site survey for the location. And at the beginning of next week, we're going to start pushing it out. The flyers are done. So I'm going to send that on the Senate listserv, put it on Facebook. And if you guys would just push that out to your constituents, that would be awesome, because it's not just for education majors, it's for everyone. Director Charles covered this in her report, but I've been working a lot on Constitution Day, and I just wanted to thank the Committee on Public Affairs and the Department of Legislative Affairs for all their hard work on that. And kind of dovetailing off of that event, Director Rodriguez sent us a calendar of a bunch of really awesome civic holidays or memorials that we should probably observe. So I was thinking for a project in the future to create new duties in the SAS, and we talked about this in oversight a little bit, you know, for different departments or different committees to put on different programs for those things. So if you want any input on that, I would love to hear it. Other than that, if you guys have any questions, I'd love to answer them.
So does anyone have any ideas for any, like, events that we could do for civic holidays? Like, we had an idea for Nevada Day. We're going to get a bunch of Nevada flags and, you know, make the shape of Nevada in front of the KC lawn. We had that idea. Does anyone else have any other ideas for Nevada Day or other street protests?
Sorry, I was just thinking about this, and maybe this is a conversation that would be better had with the Department of Legislative Affairs, but I think it would be really cool if we got the State of Nevada constitutions printed in a mini version, and we could either hand those out to students or we can give them to, I mean, when we're in legislative session, it would be awesome if each legislator had a Nevada constitution with the ASUN logo on it. I think that would be a cool thing to push for.
But does anyone have any other ideas for Nevada Day or even early voting? We have Nevada Public Lands Day, too. Keep it in your head. any questions for Speaker Pro Tem Jackson? All right, I'll move into my report. As Chief of Staff Atienza talked about this earlier, Dogfest. So Jacob Bolt emailed me yesterday and asked if we would like to have a table out there to talk about our initiatives like SOS Washoe, or if we would just like to, you know, be out there and talk about Senate. And I had the idea that we could have people go out and get people to sign up for internships. Dogfest is a really big event. Last year, I don't know what the number was exactly for how much money they raised, but I know that it was a pretty big amount. Around 20,000. So it's a pretty big event. If we could get senators out there supporting Dogfest. It's also a civic engagement event, so those in civic engagement, that'd be cool to see you out there. But it's 9 a.m. to 12:30 on Sunday. It's at the Quad. And like I said, we could sign up internships, do SOS, just keep it in your mind. I emailed Jacob and said we would love a table there, so I know I'll be there. If you want to man it with me, that'd be great. Senator Smith?
Is that going to be something that's just going to get thrown up on GivePulse?
I'm pretty sure it's going to be on GivePulse. It's an opportunity to volunteer, so I'm sure it'll be up there.
And you can bring your dog.
Yeah, if you have a dog, bring it out. There's going to be a ton of dogs there. Everyone loves dogs. So, office hours. I need everyone to email Raul their office hours by Friday, because in the Senate rules it says that we have to have our office hours when we're going to be in the office online in the bio. So if you guys could do that by Friday, that'd be great. Senator Green.
So I'm sure everyone has the same issues. My schedule is, like, super busy. So for someone in my instance, how do we put up office hours? Because my office hours change all the time.
And they're going to be changing all the time. They have, per the Senate rules, they have to be online. Right. So if you want to email Raul every time, every week when it comes around, but they have to be online.
Right.
There's no real avoiding that. Are there any questions about that? Senator Eschenbaugh.
Is there a way that, like how we have access to the admin to post our meetings, is there a time that we could, or is there a way that we could do that similarly with posting our office hours?
I don't believe so. I don't think we have access to go into mess with that piece of the website. Senator Berrigan?
Just a quick question. As long as we're within HO office hours, for example, or, I mean, the Center's engagement office hours, and our office hours are during that time period, that's fine, or do they have to be from 9 to 5 or something like that?
they have to be within the hours that the Center for Student Engagement is open. It's open until 8 p.m. on weekdays. So I know a lot of you get out of class at 5. If you're here for 2 hours afterwards doing homework, you could write that in on the website. Are there any other questions? Jackson, do you have anything?
Oh, I was just going to say a comment. Since you know, need 4 every 2 weeks, if you just set aside 2 hours every week that you had blocked off.
In oversight, we talked about writing legislation to change the SAS to give committees more responsibilities. I don't know how senators feel about that, but the discussion was had for a while, and it kind of bounced back and forth between, you know, we don't want to write legislation that's going to shape further or future sessions, but we also don't want to have committees that are just very broad, like SSW, you know, public affairs and university affairs. They cover a lot of ground. So if you guys want to be included in that conversation, Oversight's going to have it next week. So if you want to come again, we're at 4 in the present conference room. And that's all I have for now. Are there any questions for me? All right, moving into agenda item 8A, or 8B.
I'm sorry, can I ask you for a huge favor? It's an awful lot to have Raul receiving 22 different emails with office hours. Is there any way perhaps we can have the Senate Secretary collect them and then send them in to Raul?
Yeah, the only reason I said that was because we asked Raul for a doodle poll, and then Director B suggested to me that we should just email him so I could have the secretary.
Please do.
Well,
I would appreciate it. Raul is on the receiving end of every single request for technology. And my fear is that your hours are going to fall by the wayside, and then, you know, what if someone gets accused of not doing their hours or having their hours up or whatever? So
if you want to send them to the committee secretary, Andrea, her email is...
Senate Secretary at
ASU.UNR.edu. Yeah, I'll send out another email over the listserv and remind you after this meeting. Senator Kirby?
So we already sent them to a role. Do you want us to also send them to her?
I think you were the only one to send them, so okay. I can just send it to her.
Cool.
Are there any more questions? All right, moving to agenda item B, Chair Committee on Budget and Finance, Senator Fenn.
Hey guys, so last Friday when we met and we invited Steve Dubay, director of the Wolfshop, to come in and kind of talk about the Wolfshop's current financial standing and also some projects they're working on. So just some kind of key points I want to let you guys know about that are on the committee. Currently, the Wolfshop has 43 distinct positions, and in the last 4 years, they've paid $2.3 million in wages. So when students come up to you and they tell you on the Wolfshop, just remind them that it's 5 students. With students and all the revenue, of course, goes back into our capital account. And some projects they're working on is they're working on getting a South Campus store right where that new residence hall is supposed to open, so kind of right on that bridge. They're working on solidifying the athletic contract for concessions. This is going to be huge because in the last 7 years, Silver and Blue Outfitters has had that contract. They're also working on rebranding the store, refreshing the website, and also starting a computer repair station inside the shop. And one big problem that they've been having is trying to find value and what that means to the students in order to encourage and incentivize students to shop at the workshop. So if you guys have any ideas, please let me know or you can contact Director Dubay directly. And something else that he also brought up was writing a resolution to get the workshop right of first refusal. And what that means is, so when faculty members want to buy anything, they have to go through the workshop first before going off campus. And so that's something that we have to take up to President Mark Johnson. So if anyone would be interested in that, please let anyone in my committee know so we can collaborate on that a little bit. Also tonight, you'll be seeing that bill, that in-search bill again. There was a little miscommunication there with writing the bill, so I'll explain a little more about that later. And one last thing, I think Senator Duvall will touch on this a little bit more later, but in regards to the agenda board missing from Ansari, we kind of have to decide what we want to do with the agenda boards now, because the deans asked me how we pay for that, so we can either do that or we can also get a board.
Question, point of information. Did we find out if Pennington was going to pay for that one or if we had to pay for that one?
We don't know yet because we still have to talk to Dr. Stanellis.
Yeah, she's in the back. We can ask her about that later. Are there any questions for Senator Fink? All right, moving into agenda item 8C, Chair Committee on Civic Engagement, Senator Green.
Hi. I'm working out the kinks on the ASUN Civic Engagement series that I'm trying to put on for all the student services. So I talked to a bunch of professional staff about it, and I'm thinking about turning it into a competition at the end of every year. That student service that donates the most hours to community service will get a trophy that they would hold until the next year. So I thought it'd be really cool. It'd be a good way to have us engage in some friendly cross-campus competition between the student services. The only issue that I'm finding right now is really hard to get some nonprofit organizations to accommodate more than 10, 15 people. So other than that, I'm working on about a reading week. I'm already in contact with one of the schools. I think it's going to be cool. I've also reached out to some of the Nevada, the athletics organization, so we see if some of the football players could go and talk to these students. I'm also planning on reaching out to the Greek community. Another nonprofit or another volunteer opportunity that's coming up this weekend is Mary Healy is having her buddy walk for the Down Syndrome Buddies. It's this Saturday at 10, which is right with President Boone's event, but President's Boone event, but I will be there. A couple other people will be there, and the whole cheer team is going to support that. So if anyone's looking for some extra volunteer opportunities, you can go to that. And then, again, Senator Bond took up with the head on the nonprofit recognition that we did, and now we can post it on the ASUN's website. It'd be a new nonprofit every month. And it's also getting posted in the CSNC newsletter. I wasn't too familiar with that, but I guess it's Amy's newsletter, and it goes out to every student. So that's my report, unless anyone has any questions.
Are there any questions for Senator Green? Thank you. Moving to agenda item 8D, Chair Committee on Government Operations, Senator Jordan.
Cool. We're going to be having our first meeting this Friday at 3 o'clock in the Knowledge Center. We're starting on Title 13 of the SAS. We're going to some scholarships, the first couple of those. So be ready if you're in my committee. I will not be there. I'll be in Carson City for the doctor's appointment. But my vice chair, Senator Jacoby, knows what's up with that. So he'll be there for you guys.
Are there any questions? All right, moving into agenda item 8E, Chair Committee on Public Operations, Senator Eschbach.
Hey, guys. So we were working on the Veterans Breakfast, and it looks like it will be on November 10th since the 11th we do not have school. People in my committee will be contacting different PAC-friendly businesses, as well as some people on campus to cater, and we will figure out what is the best for us. And then we will also be contacting the Veterans Services Department to make sure that they're informed about the event so that they can post about it and tell people that it's happening. And also we're looking at different responsibilities for the committee to fulfill because we really don't want to run into problems, I think, that we've had so far with not knowing where certain events lie between committees in the Senate and also different departments within ASUN, such as Constitution Day on Friday. So we will be looking at different things that pertain to our committee and potentially writing a resolution for those to be included in the SAS.
Any questions? All right. Moving into item 8F, Chair Committee on University Affairs, Senator Bradley.
So the Committee on University Affairs had a meeting last week. We appointed a vice chair, Senator Krupe, and we assigned some of the liaison positions, but we were waiting until we saw if anybody else was going to be joining the committee before we assigned all of them. We're also going to be looking into the Senate rules and seeing which of those liaisons, because on the agendas that I have, there's about 15 liaisons, but in the actual rules, there's a choice of 35 of them. So we're going to see which ones that we want to actually put more love into this year and things like that. We are also talking about outreach opportunities, because that is one of the functions of the University Affairs Committee, is to have events or just being kind of relaying Senate to the student body and how we can help. And so we're going to be looking into various outreach opportunities, such as like last year when they did COCOA in the constituents, that was like through University Affairs. So things like that.
Are there any questions for Senator Bradley? All right, thank you. Moving into agenda item 9, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? All right. Moving into agenda item 11B. Are there any Senate committee changes? Does anyone need to move out of any committees and into others? Seeing none, please let the record show that Senator Berrigan left the room at 6:13 and re-entered the room at 6:17. Moving into agenda item 19A, Senate Bill 34, the Act of the Appropriations to the Nevada Undergraduate Research Journal account. I'm seeking a motion to approve. Senator Ducati.
I move to approve Senate Bill 84, an act making appropriations to the Nevada Undergraduate Research Journal account.
Is there a second? Senator Jackson.
Second.
All right, I invite, are you guys here to present on the bill? Nevada State Undergraduate Research Journal. President Boone, are you going to speak on behalf of
it?
Senator Fang, if you want to choose.
I was kind of moved to amend my substitution.
Oh, okay.
Because there was a miscommunication of the bill.
So, create the motion.
I move.
Senator Fang.
I move to amend by substitution.
With.
It's not a bill 84 and I have to make changes in the Nevada Undergraduate Research Journal.
Is there a second? Senator Berrigan?
Second.
Is there any discussion on the amendment? Senator Fang?
Okay. So what happened was I couldn't send this in time to NOAA because we had a meeting on Friday, so it has agenda posted. But basically, they invited the NSERCH senior co-editors to come in and explain why they were requesting the money. Turns out they weren't requesting for an additional $1,000. They just wanted $1,000 moved between line items in their account. So they're subtracting $1,000 from the host line and it's going into operation. So money's all staying the same.
Really happy we questioned that necessarily. Is there any other discussion? All right. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? So moving back into the discussion on the bill that he just amended, Senator Fang, we just introduced it, actually. Is there any discussion on what Senator Fang just introduced? All right. Please move into a roll call vote.
Senator Berrigan?
Aye.
Senator Blair?
Aye.
Senator Bond?
Aye.
Senator Bradley?
Aye.
Senator Krupe?
Aye.
Senator Duvall?
Aye.
Senator Eschenbaugh?
Aye.
Senator Fang?
Aye.
Senator Green?
Aye.
Senator H. Jackson?
Aye.
Senator Chief Jackson?
Aye.
Senator Jacoby?
Aye.
Senator Jordan?
Aye.
Senator Kohler?
Aye.
Senator Macabalu?
Aye.
Senator Smith?
Aye.
Senator Yerkudi?
Aye.
All right, motion carries.
Senator Bond?
Do we need to know what the exact amendment will be before we vote on it?
Senator Krupe?
Sure. So, point of information on that, or clarification on that, what he was substituting was the bill that's now in the chambers. So, there's a motion. So, not the one attached to the end of the packet, the separate one that was on the side.
Senator Bond? All right, now we'll move into agenda item 20A, WTF Nevada. So, comment before Sarah Berrigan gives us a report. There was a little miscommunication between Veronica Berrigan and I, and we got to the bottom of it today. I allowed him access earlier before this meeting to the Facebook page. So, Senator Berrigan, I give you a report.
Yeah, I was actually literally going to start with that, but since it's already been covered, so I've just been granted access to the Facebook page as an admin, so now I can repost everything on behalf of the association. So my understanding is, so the logo that was made, so we already have it, it's made out as our header, and what I wanted to do is I wanted to do a quick straw poll among you guys to see if you guys wanted to do, so my idea was basically to make WTF Nevada shirts utilizing the logo that was made. with the new, it looks wolf, handyman type caricature. And I was wondering if you guys would like to make shirts and then table for WTF Nevada. That way we can inform our constituents and give out, I guess, quote unquote, free swag. And that was an idea of me doing outreach and just so we could, you know, revitalize this program and get more people to look at our Facebook page and ask questions via social media. And I kind of wanted to know what you guys thought about that or if you guys have other ideas. So who would...
Senator Green, do you have a comment on that before we do the straw poll?
Yeah, I'm just confused. I thought Senator, our director, Charles, was already in the process of opening shirts.
So when she got her position, she was in the process. She had created the logo, but she hadn't actually sat down with the with Steve Duvet and got the shirts designed and put together and everything. So Senator Berrigan now restarted the process of that. So if you guys are interested in getting shirts for WTF Nevada, could you just, like, stick your hand out so we could see if you were interested? Does anyone else have any ideas for swag items or something to get WTF Nevada out there? I know when I took over speaker, I said, like, you know, if this doesn't really work in our session, then we need to find new ways to get it out there or even get rid of it. So are there any other suggestions, Senator Jordan?
I just have a question. Is there any data on any department across campus that shows what are the most effective ways to get a program out?
There's nothing like that. I'm kind of confused on your question. Like, program,
like what's the most effective way to market a new or a new program?
Senator Bergen.
One of my ideas, I mean, before I can do that, I think Inkblot does a great job in doing promoting, I guess. So maybe I can meet with them, and maybe they would give me some ideas on what we could do to promote the program. And maybe we could, maybe first of all, we'll find out if they think it's a good idea to revitalize the program, and if they think it'll, you know, what ways we can go out there, get our name out there. But, I mean, if it is insurance, I'm sure there's some way that we could promote WTF Nevada on campus. So so just meeting with the block maybe would be a good idea.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Ellison, the director.
We will.
But I'm pretty sure getting programs out across the campus, the best way to do it is over the email listserv that the university has, letters, and going into classroom and speaking to students on them. Do you guys have any other way of really getting programs across the university that you've seen?
Do you want my degree in marketing to come out right now?
Director Rodriguez.
Segment and target. Okay? So there's no one specific way. You segment your market and then you target. And so what this body needs to decide is who are you targeting? And I would encourage you, again, don't do the job of Inkblot. You guys that are paying people to do this job, sit down with them, let them know what you want, who you want your target market to be, and then let them get to work.
And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think our target market is the people that vote in ASUN elections, the people that are complaining about ASUN or the university as a whole. So I think we should sit down with social media and even Director Lawton and have them look into who on social media is complaining, what they're complaining about, and where they are on campus, what they're involved in, and start getting our programs into those different organizations. So, Director Beatty?
I remember the elections day we looked at how people found out about elections, and most of the ways were through personal interactions. So a lot of the students that you're talking about like the personal interaction.
Yeah. Senator Eschenbach?
I think that we could do a tabling effort, but I don't know if shirts are required necessarily for this. And also, I don't know who has control over the Nevada app, but it might be interesting getting a little section of that app where students can just do it on their phones because that's much easier and more accessible to everyone.
And I don't mean to hang on tabling, but I think if we're going to do WTF Nevada, we shouldn't do it through tabling. Because if we're trying to get the unpopular opinion, tabling wouldn't be the best way to do it, but possibly going into classrooms and going into... You know, like we talked about at the beginning of the session, going into clubs and organization meetings and talking to them since they were the ones who elected us. Senator Green?
I'm not a big fan of the t-shirts either because I feel like the t-shirts are created every time to try to get people's attentions, and it's not really working because people just want a free t-shirt and they don't really care. So I think if we help the Joes pretty good, I might be as well. They also create handbills for all the tables that they put up, and I think that would be really cool to see and really effective because everybody comes here for the rush anyway.
Senator Bradley.
Yeah, I completely agree with the t-shirts kind of being like a waste because, I don't know, whenever somebody gives me a t-shirt, I wear it for that one day that they give it to me and I don't really wear it again.
The complaints first, or do you guys want to go in the more positive route of how we can make services and the campus as a whole better? Senator Eschenbaugh.
I'm on the Facebook page right now reading things that people have posted, and I really don't think a lot of them are complaints about just things in general about the university. For example, someone was talking about the heating and cooling system or the internet in a certain building. So I think a lot of the services that are provided by the university are the things that are being requested to fix, and it isn't, I have a problem with a specific teacher. So I do think the program has some value in that because students are paying to have those services provided.
Senator T. Jackson?
Yeah. Kind of on that, the way it was presented to me my freshman year when it was kind of, when WTF for that was kind of in its startup heyday period, was pretty much just that, not so much the complaint that we're kind of thinking of it being, but it being more of improvements to buildings on campus, improvements to structures, basically just kind of maintenance stuff. So if we can really push more of that to this day and age and this group of students that we have in the university, I think that would really be beneficial.
And I also think that if we have a positive conversation, it's going to come off a lot better than a negative conversation. So Speaker Pro Tem Jackson.
I really like all the ideas that are coming to the table. I think it would be really cool to have, on the ASUN bar, how we have like the government, the programs and service and stuff, like if we had a tab that was for, like, gave you a direct link to register for TurboVote. And then right next to it, have one for, like, student voice. So it could be, like, comments, suggestions, ideas to improve, and then just have that all filter through one thing. And then maybe morphing that WTF position in Senate to being the person that kind of responds to those. It would, you know, form the same function as the Facebook page, but instead of functioning on a separate page, it would all function on the Nevada ASUN website.
Yeah, it just gives more outlets for students to, voice their opinions or what they want to see on this campus. I really do like that idea. Do you want to also talk to Raul about that, Senator Reagan?
So basically, you wouldn't want, through the speaker to begin with, Senator Jackson. Basically, my understanding is you wouldn't want it to be, like, the first understanding was that for WTF Nevada to be on the ASUN page and refer it to link to the Facebook page, but you would want a whole different entity, like, to submit through the website.
It's true, Pro Tem Jackson.
I think we could just rebrand it to be more not What to Fix Nevada, but student voice. So any suggestion, and that can, you know, fall under a big umbrella of just, like, comments, suggestions for new ideas, improvements on things in the university, and then have that be, instead of having, I think it would make it more cohesive being on the Nevada ASUN website and then instead of having, like, a separate Facebook page, if that makes sense.
I think it also streamlines the process of them coming talking to their senator, because students don't always have the time or they don't have the resources to know where you guys are. They may have the office hours, but, like, it's a lot easier for them to just send an email or, you know, like a woo-woo through Nevada or the Nevada ASUN website, and then Senator Berrigan would delegate, you know, if they're in this college, they can help with this senator or something like that. Speaker Pro Tem Jackson.
I think it would just be a really cool centralized place. I mean, you can register to vote, you can contribute, you know, improvements, suggestions, comments, and then you can also access your senators if we have all of our office hours on there and everything. I think it would open a lot of doors for people to connect with us.
Senator Berrigan and Senator Blair.
Through the speaker to Senator Anna Jackson, what you're suggesting, so if I do stand, if I need to be corrected, please let me know, but you're suggesting a rebranding, essentially, to a different name. Would anybody else, so to the rest of the Senate body, would anybody else want a rebranding of this? And if so,
So we're just going to do a straw poll. Do you guys like the idea of adding the extra tab on the ASUN website? Stick your hands out if so. I think that's a resounding yes. Senator Blair, do you have a comment?
That actually had to do with my question, because when you go to the ASUN website, you have all the different tabs, and then we have the services tab. So would we put it under services, or would we have an entirely new tab at the top? Because I think both of those really are services, and then if you have our Senate hours on there too.
Speaker Pro Tem Jackson.
This is just kind of an idea that just came to me. So I don't know the exact, I don't know. Student voice is something that keeps ringing in my head because it's, you know, if you register to vote at the same time, you're, like, contributing your voice that way. And then, like, to us at the university, you're different representatives. So I don't know. That's a bigger conversation that we can have and everything, but it's definitely something to think about. So thanks for bringing that up.
Director Rodriguez, did you have a comment?
Ink blot is there. Seriously, you guys have hired some amazing students in that department. And I think if you'd like, what they can do is hold a focus group with student senators. How's that? Get all the feedback they can get and then let them get to work.
Love.
Yeah, I do agree ink blot is there, but I do also like the idea of giving the students a way to contact us, you know, not only just through email, but on the website, just like, hey, we need to fix this.
No, I meant all-encompassing. That's what I'm saying. Get a focus group going. They don't have to do just one thing. They can target at multiple level kind of a thing. So.
Is there any discussion? All right, moving into agenda item 20B, Senator Reports. If you guys want to do Senator Reports, could we start with... Senator Jacoby, and move this way.
So for my report, for public affairs, I'm working with Hannah Jackson to find somebody from the Leisure Department to read the Constitution. If not, I'm a member of the Leisure Department, so I will gladly do that. Also for public affairs, I'm reaching out to Paisana, that's one of our PAC training businesses, to see if there's a learning indicator. And going off WTF Nevada, I'm probably just going to send an email to Director Charles to see if we can speak to some classes and give presentations on what TurboVote and what WTF Nevada are, so we can just generally let students know about these services before we go and put them all on this website.
Senator Yehudi.
Last Friday, I went to a meeting for the Engineering Leadership Council. It was my first time going, and they basically threw shade at ASUN the whole time, so I just sat there. And I'm going to go meet with Sam DiMuzio and just talk to her because she ran that meeting, and I've never talked to her before, so I'll introduce myself officially and see what's going on with her department. Last weekend, our Committee for University Affairs, I got the position to be liaison to athletics and new student initiatives. I have another one or two to be added on to that still. So I'll meet with them and find out what, we'll basically tell them that I'm their liaison if they need anything. And I'm going to hold off on the next one because nothing has gone with that one yet. So that's it for me.
Senator T. Jackson.
So it's been a struggle the last day or two with Senator Smith as well as Senator Duvall. So I'm trying to together form a time to be with DeMosier. So more news on that later, hopefully. And other than that, just excited to get going with SAS stuff with the Guinea GovOps as well as find out what my liaison position is in University Affairs since I've been unable to make meeting times due to issues with class schedules.
Senator Blair.
So the SSW had our first meeting today, and that was pretty successful. That was great. We started talking about what we want to do for the upcoming semester and what we're going to do with health weeks. We had a really good conversation about that. And we may or may not do maybe a health event per month to really kind of have it going throughout the year, especially since health week, we want to emphasize that more in the spring and some of those events we can spread out. We also set up our official meeting times.
Those will be Wednesdays at 3:15. I'm still figuring out where in the gym we can have those meetings. So I'll keep you guys updated on that. And then Senator Bradley and I have been working on getting town hall set up with our college so we can have our constituents actually directly speak to us and kind of set up a club council for people who are in Cavanaugh. So that's going to be October 10th, and we're still figuring out where and what time that day. So that's in the works.
Just an idea, but you could possibly invite Adam Garcia, police officer Garcia, to your meeting and talk about safety on campus through a university police officer standpoint. Maybe even Jim Fitzsimmons for wellness and sustainability. You could have Deputy Chief of Staff Michael Upton come in and speak to your committee on that and see if they have any questions. Senator Kohler?
So the director of undergraduate research that I was working with before summer is actually coming in now to speak next week in our committee on academics, I'm pretty sure. So I'm really excited to see that. And then I'm probably going to meet with him afterwards personally just so we can finalize or at least gather some more details about the undergraduate research form that we've been working on together. And other than that, I'm just really excited to hopefully be getting another senator for disciplinary program.
So, we're closing the application tomorrow, so I'll give you some more info on the Senator Monty Bollock.
Senator Blair talked about all the SSW stuff. In terms of, we have a meeting on Friday with Marcus, the College of Science PR intern, so that's going to be with me, Louise, and Kyle.
Awesome. Senator Vaughn?
Myself and the other College of Liberal Arts senators met with our dean, and she's fantastic. I love her. Her name's Deborah Modelmonk. She said that students have been saying she's like a Harry Potter dean because like it sounds like Muggle. I don't know. She's really great. But anyway, we told her to come to Senate and speak and introduce herself because she is new, but we also told her to talk to Director Rojas, because she's very interested in diversity initiatives, so that's awesome. I also emailed Sandy and Philip Sharp from the Communication Department about getting some legislation going about some clubs and organization things. I'm also going to contact Director Long. I don't know if he's here or not. But yeah, some legislation hopefully will be on the table fairly soon, but I want to hash out all the details first. Basement's going great. I know you're all wondering. So that's it for me.
Please let the record show that Senator Green left the room at 6:44. Senator Bradley?
I did most of my updates in my committee one, but there are some additional things for Kavanaugh. So we are speaking with some of the larger clubs there. I have been about like what their purpose is, like what we can do for them. Just trying to get like a contact list going of like who's really active in the college, as well as working with our assistant dean is trying to get Brittany and I to go to a conference in November and represent the university, so that would be really cool if we end up doing that, so stay tuned.
Senator Kirby?
Yeah, so the biggest thing would mainly be, found out I have class during the ELC meetings, so I'm just going to have to be meeting with Senator Yerquidi to talk about what happens in those, and other than that, I also talked to Director Price about a shade for this window, and I will be meeting with him again next week to follow up.
Awesome. Senator, Speaker Pro Tem Jackson.
I covered all my updates in my previous report.
Senator Ashenbaugh?
I was just looking through this class and found a fun little thing that I think will help with a lot of the confusion between the Committee on Public Affairs and the Director of Legislative Affairs. And so there are certain meetings that we all must attend, and that hasn't happened yet. So I'm really excited to be collaborating all together so that we can clear things up.
Senator Jordan?
I was at the SSW meeting today, and in the future I'm going to be talking to Director Lombardi, Jim Fitzsimmons, to look at data and find underrepresented groups. That means specific groups of students that don't utilize Lombardi Rec services, and then find some way to incentivize them to get more active on campus.
Senator Fink?
Recently covered it all already, but Luis is kind of going to hit on a project that we're all working on together.
Senator Bergen.
All right, so we're actually meeting with Marcus from the PR, like Paul already talked about. But the reason we're actually meeting is we're actually trying to coordinate a College of Science philanthropy service type of event. Our biggest issue right now is we're trying to coordinate between hiring charter buses to go to different locations, and we're trying to get a quote because in order for us to receive funding from our college, we need to provide them with a quote for the charter buses to go to each location. So right now that's what we're working on. Also, I'm going to be sending for the public affairs, I'm going to be contacting the Blind Onion and trying to receive a quote from them for the veteran dinner and see if we could use their space, just so we could compare prices and figure out what we're going to do for the veterans breakfast. Also, I will be contacting Inkblot in order to figure out what direction to go with WTF for that.
Senator Duvall.
So I've met with the Dean of College of Business last week in regards to the single important MSRA, and he actually recommended that we put one in Kennington because the spirit of that building is more for students to come. It's a student achievement center. It's more similar to Joe in that it's for the students as opposed to MSRA, which is for it's a business building, although it does have so I spoke with him about that, and we had conversations with a lot of other people, and I wanted to ask everyone's opinion on having a bullet board up in Ansari versus Pennington, or having one in Boke.
I'll just start off the conversation since we talked about this for like 30 minutes today in Oversight. Oversight's kind of ideal was we have it in both. We have it in Pennington, correct me if I'm wrong afterwards, like if you guys have an opinion, but we have it in Pennington to outreach to the students that are using the student service centers, and we also have it in Ansari to those students that are there for just class. Choosing one or the other doesn't really make a lot of sense because we want a lot of students to know about our meetings, not a certain group of students to know about our meetings. Does anyone else have an opinion on that? Senator Bergen.
Just out of curiosity, financially, how much more would it be? Or is it a minor expense that would be outweighed by the value presented by both locations?
Senator Duvall.
When I talked to the dean, they have some on the third floor bullet points, and there's three of them, and they cost about $300 for the three, so about one for each is what he said. We would just allocate funds in their facilities manager for them, although we do need to have locked ones, so we'll have to work out either getting commuters keys or a key code to type into the things.
So, point of information is why do we need locked ones?
So that we don't get unprofessional postings on the bulletin board. That was one of the dean's only very firm requests. The reason they took down the bulletin board originally was that it was very professional. You had sideways students, very old meeting information, people posting open puppies and roommates and whatnot on there. And as an association, it is better if we don't.
Yeah, I would have to agree. We talked about the Oversight as well, and I don't think we need more than one bulletin board for all of our meetings, just as long as you go in there after you put yours up and take your last one down. Senator Kirby, do you have a comment? Are there any other comments on the two bulletin boards? All right, Senator Smith, you want to give your report?
All right, I'm just kind of continuing with the projects, shooting the emails back and forth, as always. I wasn't able to make the budget and finance meeting this last week, but I've met with Director Dubé at the Wolf Shop a few times this last semester, so I'm going to keep kind of forming my ideas that I kind of had and kind of shoot back and present them to him, really share them with him so that we have a better idea. Trying to get the meeting with the dean figured out with Senator Jackson and Senator Duvall, and then also just before internships close this Friday, trying to get as many people to apply as possible and as many people on GivePulse because it's awesome.
Let the record show that Senator Green re-entered the room at 6:45. And Senator Green, if you would want to give your senator report.
So I've been talking to a senator from another college about some things that he's doing in college, some things he's doing in my college. Unfortunately, I couldn't really help him because our college is more advanced than going to community college. But one of the things I thought was really cool on their campus that I talked to Senator Blair about was that so their students had an issue with going to their student store in the morning to get Scantrons for books that they had like class at 8 in the morning, and they thought it was really unhelpful because they had to wait for the campus to open at 8, the campus store to open at 8, but then they had class at 8, so they'd be late to things back. So one of the things they did on their campus was put up like dispensers for different Scantrons about outside the major buildings, and I thought it was pretty cool. And the way they fund it is their student store pays for the dispensers. They sponsored it, and then the way it keeps rebuilding itself or refilling itself so it's sustainable is that all the money that goes in pays for the next set of Scantrons and stuff. And I thought that'd be pretty cool to work on.
Are there any questions from Senator Green? Senator Bradley?
Have you looked into, like, the actual, like, machine of that at all?
Yeah,
that sounds
so
really cool.
They're the ones they have are, like, newspapers, like, the one you see in Vegas, like, magazines, and I don't know where they got theirs from, and the one I looked at was, like, giant, and I don't think it'd be necessary to get one that big because it also sells, like, pencils and five-hour energies, and we don't need another vending machine.
Are there any further questions for Senator Green? Alright, thank you guys so much. Moving to agenda item 21, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Okay, moving to agenda item 22, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Director Beatty?
Just a few quick things. Once again, you've heard this already a few times, but thanks so much for coming out and helping us do a lot. Having all those feet on the ground was really helpful, especially. Thank you, Senator Duvall. I know that you showed up early and you're supposed to kind of get out early and then you're still there at 11 in wristbands, so. Really good job, thanks. Thanks everyone else for helping out. If programming was here, they would thank you all too. Homecoming's coming up, and they're probably going to be asking for some help with that too. I've been really impressed with how much you guys have been willing to help. You've been at the pancake feed, be allowed a lot of things, and I think it really works out when you wear your senator shirts up to those things and you talk to your constituents because it's a great time for them to be relaxed and they're not coming into your office hours so they're already upset, but you can really kind of get a pulse from what people are feeling and walk around and talk to people and see what they think about the events, right? Oftentimes, you'll only see the complaints on public forums, right? The only people that call in will be telling you the bad stuff. They're not going to call in and tell you the good stuff. With social media now, you get to see some more of the good stuff, but traditionally in business, you never heard any of the good stuff, right? Anytime you were doing anything, all you heard was the negative feedback. So that was really great. And then you guys are talking about all these events, right, that you want to do, and I got like, they're in the SAS, and the Veterans Breakfast, and remember you have a programming board, and they know stuff. They get paid, and they were appointed to come up with ideas for programming. So work with them. More often than not, they're going to be more than willing to come out. You've been helping them with their events, right? So don't be shy to ask them to help you with your events. I think that's really important. I was going to say something about Senator Krupe and the sunshade because it was right in your eyes, but it's not there anymore. And you already addressed it. So. The other thing is Speaker Pro Tem Jackson talked a little bit last week about how the University of Nevada has been designated a voter-friendly campus. We're going to be meeting next week with Senator Green, Speaker Pro Tem, Speaker of the Senate, probably Brandon, and who am I missing? Director Charles from Legislative Affairs, just to start organizing the initiatives that are already put into place. And then that committee is going to grow, and we're going to start to include more people around campus, some faculty members, Joe's staff. A lot of the stuff that makes you a voter-friendly campus is already happening, and what we really want to do is eliminate redundancies and centralize data. So the whole point of a committee like this is to get people like, the Joe's already out there doing great things. What do they have? They have early voter registration for you guys. You may have to go down to your polling locations. However, they weren't able to secure day of. So then it's something like, well, okay, here we have a hole. Now that we've all come together, we can see a hole. Maybe we use the shuttle, or maybe we can use campus escort to take students to polls on the days that they want to go on the day. I mean, we should encourage them to vote early. But so looking at stuff like that. And good good talks as usual. Look how long the Senate meeting's gone. You only have one quick piece of legislation. Why do you think I'd be so happy about that?
Because we had discourse.
Yeah, it means you're doing stuff, right? You got a lot to talk about even without a bunch of legislation on the table or a bunch of guest speakers. So good work with that. You're all being busy. You started your committee meeting, so you're going to see a lot more stuff being reported now that you've got small groups of people getting together. And we shouldn't see so much fast-track legislation anymore, right? Now that your subcommittees are back in session, fast-track should almost always be a thing of the past. It's more of a summer thing unless there's an emergency. That's all I had. Oh, and for those of you who didn't know, Stephanie had her baby, so we have another Asian baby. So Sunday, the DLF baby. So.
Is there any other public comment? Okay, Director Rodriguez.
I wanted to give you some updates about what some of your staff is doing. I'm sure you know Blythe was hired to be our coordinator of student publications, and pretty amazing. She's already got two publications under review. One of them has been rejected, but we're still hoping for the second one. So know that you've hired some very smart people. She also had a paper that was accepted to the National Association Communication Conference. So her and her advisor at Clemson will be presenting that paper. Two, my comments earlier about Raul, and I want to be clear, weren't an indictment of your approach, but rather the fact that we have hired people to work for you that are very student-centered. That doesn't necessarily equate to efficiencies, okay? So I'm going to go back and lecture Raul. Raul's the type of student affairs administrator that wants to do everything for you, okay? Don't worry, I won't be mean about it. Amy's back, thank goodness. Amy is back. So she has spent this last week really trying to kind of put it all back together. But she's real excited to be back. Drop by and say hello, and you've got to see the baby. And yes, I thought you better mention that Stephanie had her baby. Now, mind you, she works BLF till what time?
About 11:30, yeah.
And then goes and has the baby the next day. Well, mind-boggling, absolutely mind-boggling. And I will remind you that Delana has been running that accounting office, minus an accounting tech, since April. We have had, two failed searches so far. Keep your fingers crossed. We have five people to be interviewed. I told her, let's do Saturday. We're interviewing people Friday and Saturday. Hopefully by Monday or Tuesday we'll know if we'll have an accounting tech or not. I'm growing concerned, the workload in there. We're getting kind of backlogged, and all of us have been stepping in to do some work, but we need the accounting tech. So next time you see one of your professional staff persons, just pat them on the back.
Is there any other public comment at this time? All right. I will adjourn this meeting. Oh, actually, I have one more thing to say. So Mark Johnson didn't come today because it was kind of a mix-up between both he and I on our schedules, but he had his first meeting for the NCAA Women's Sports today. So congratulations to Mark Johnson, but he will be here next week. He will be here next week, and so will Karen Limbaugh. So that'll be a really long meeting. I'm excited for it. I will adjourn this meeting at 7:00.